Rose says, this relates to Brett Graham, to whom I was speaking before the news, the sculptor who's just received an Arts Foundation of New Zealand Laureate Award. He's got an exhibition on at the City Gallery in Wellington at the moment, but it was formerly on at the Gavette Brewster Art Gallery in New Plymouth. And Rose says that exhibition at the Gavette Brewster is one of the most beautiful and thought-provoking I have seen anywhere. I have received some very cynical messages from you about Ben Rhodes. Let me summarise them. Blinkered, arrogant, hubristic, and deluded about US democracy. As for theme music for the programme, I think it has been demonstrated that if you give the people what they want, they decide they don't want that anymore. Here's James, who displays both empathy and creativity. He says, gosh, this is probably a rock you rather wonder whether you should have lifted. Nah. I don't wonder. I like lifting rocks. However, says James, good that you have given us all a chance to voice an opinion. I've never really liked the theme music. Discordant to my ear. Insistent. Demanding attention. Whichever end of the house I might find myself in. I think that might be the point, James. But, he says, the thought of changing it. Well, I actually find myself a bit sad at the thought. It has a job to do. And it does it to the best of its ability. It's earned its keep over all these years. It's not fashionable or unfashionable, perfectly capable of seeing us all out. In fact, I have a guest later in the programme, James, who, were the theme a piece of clothing, she would call it vintage. Anyway, to conclude, says James, the only more efficient alternative I can think of would for you to pull out your phone next time you're at a train crossing with the flashing red lights and record the ding, 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 ding. Would that work? Yeah, it might work. I don't know. It's worth a try. Here's another thoughtful one. I used to dislike the previous intro. It's not the previous intro music, Eleanor. It's still there. We haven't ditched it. We're just, you know, mixing it up a bit. Anyway, I used to dislike it, says Eleanor. But in the past year, I got to liking it and understanding it. Very vibrant and edgy and unique, almost like a statement. We ask hard questions and get the answers. I hope it comes back. All right. Thank you for your opinions. It's clearly been worth the trial just to hear you say that you used not to like the theme, but now you've changed your mind. It's proof that something can grow on anyone, right? More messages flooding in about the theme music. You say, if you like it, you keep it. It's your show. I neither like nor dislike the theme tune, says Rosemary. I just know it heralds the start of your programme, which I enjoy very much. Very good. I love the theme music, says another person. You could get creative listeners to compose some original alternatives. Oh, my goodness. Yes, I could. Owen says, stick with the existing theme music. Nigel says, it's your show. You choose your favourite piece of music. Yeah, but you have to pay copyright on it, Nigel. And respect to the Wellington keyboard player whose name eludes me. Met him once, nice guy. That's in the context of the original theme. No one's dissing. I'm not dissing, you are. I'm not dissing the original theme. I'm merely, you know, pointing out that it lasts for about 10 seconds. So in actual fact, who cares? Obama managed to bring to the United States the Affordable Care Act, which extended health care to millions of citizens. This has immeasurably improved the lived experience of these Americans, it should not be forgotten that this is a remarkable achievement. On the other hand, Obama achieved nothing in 8 years. Says another, coming up to 10 o'clock after 10 o'clock, for Tonics. Morena Kim says, listen, I think your social experiment of offering everyone the opportunity to have input into the potential change of your theme music has worked a treat. It just goes to prove that even if people don't really much favour the status quo, if you suggest changing it, there is a response that favours no change. You're quite right. As an artist, says Pam, who has spent a little time with David, my time in the project with him was enlightening. Get it? He was very generous as I bumbled my way around the physics. And somebody else says, Ian, what a wonderful diversion, stimulating listening for someone with no particle place to be. Much love for Diane Ludwig. My 16-year-old and her friend make all their clothes very anti-fast fashion, taught by school. I was delighted and surprised, says Sigrid, when my 15-year-old granddaughter came to visit in the school holidays. She was excited to pull out a bag full of my late 90s clothes, particularly my trousers that were slim-waisted and no longer able to fit me. I love the recent slow fashion movement, says another. There are some wonderful small New Zealand labels based on this philosophy. It's not so recent, though, is it? I mean, if you go back 50 years, pre-fast fashion, it was pretty slow back then as well, isn't it? I'm a jumper collector and spend time darning them, says Audrey. I have had a black wool bush shirt since I was 16. No, 18. And I'm now 65. Well, what's 2 years when you're 65, I say, Audrey? It looks beautiful, darned like flowers all over it and quite unique. Thank you.